It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. So, what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? This message from Jay. Have a listen to this. Don't mention my name if you bring this up on the podcast. It's about couples who have children and then get strangers to raise them. What's the point? My sister-in-law and her husband have two children aged 18 months and 3, and both spend most of the day in the creche because mammy and daddy choose to work around the clock. They can well afford to cut back on work hours, but they don't. They've missed out on their children's first step, first words, and it doesn't seem to bother them. The children know their minders better than they know their own parents, as they don't get picked up till 6 every day. Do yous know I think this is totally wrong? And that's from Jay.
By the way, Jay, as in Jay is a woman. It's a female name. Her name, the first letter of her name is Jay.
Okay.
So people were texting in saying, is that a man? No, Jay is the first letter of her name. Spot on, isn't she?
Is she?
Yeah, yeah. It's something that I've been banging on about for years. I'm not going to talk about my own situation because people just go, oh, yeah, it's well for you, it's well for you.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I was going to say.
I'm going to mention my own situation. But I don't understand, and I get Jay's point here. Her sister-in-law and her husband, they had two children. And by the way, the thoughts of an 18-month-old being put in a creche, I mean, Jesus Christ. They have two kids under the age of 3, yeah? And they have missed all the milestones at your... What is the point in having children if you're going to miss all those milestones? Now, we are very lucky in the situation that we're in our house, that well, we made the decision when the first kid came along, yeah? That my wife would return to work, yeah? It's something I campaigned for her to go back to work.
Right.
I think it's important for a woman to go back to work. But the agreement was she would go back to work on a part-time basis because... The thoughts, and I see it in the creche that's near my house. I see kids being picked up in the pitch dark at 6:05 when they've been there since 8 o'clock that morning. So what's happening is, parents picking up little Johnny at 6 o'clock, going home, the kids having the dinner, and then going to bed. So you're literally seeing your kid for an hour a day. You are a stranger to your kids. Your kids are being raised by creche workers, and that is wrong. Now, before someone starts jumping down my throat saying, oh, well, we need jobs for... Most of the people I know who work these long hours and whose kids live in creches, yeah, the parents don't need to work the hours they work. They work those hours because they want their fancy holidays. They want to be able to bring the kids to Lapland for Christmas.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with wanting...
You can't have both.
Okay.
Let me finish.
A couple of things here.
Okay, I know you told me to shut up, but let me finish. You can't have both in this world. You can't be in two places at the one time. So you can't work 60 hours a week and hope to see your child having their first walk or hope. And don't then come back in 10 years' time. You only have, by the way, you only have a 10-year period where you can bond with your children, where you can make everlasting relationships with your children. Because once they hit the teenage years, they don't give a fuck about you. You know, they don't care. They don't want to be around you. So why would you forsake those years? Why would you risk missing out on those great, great times of seeing... Like, creche kids are miserable. I'm sorry. They are. I know you're looking at me. They are. They're miserable.
They're miserable.
Yeah, I believe they are.
Okay, well, now I'm going to stop you there, right? Because my kids, when they were younger, they were in creche. They were in creche not as many hours as that lady was talking about, but they were in creche for a fair bit of the day. And I can tell you that the creche that they started their life out in gave them the foundation that they built their whole lives on.
Yeah, that's it.
And so hang on. I want to quote what you just said there. My kids aren't that. My kids are wonderful human beings. And an awful lot of their grounding in life came from the socialization they got in creche when they were young.
They get that socialization in school. So, by the way, that was a lovely little speech you made there, and it was a beautiful speech. But that is the exact speech that a guilty parent always makes, and you are a guilty parent.
Why am I a guilty parent?
You were guilty because you were around for fuck all time, and your kids were in their formative years.
I wasn't. I was around for an awful lot more than most parents are. Of the hours that I worked, I was able to spend time with them.
Okay, but they were raised by creche workers.
No, they weren't. They were raised by their mother and father.
They weren't.
They spent a lot of time in creche, but they weren't raised by creche workers.
Did they spend more time? Did creche workers see them more hours a day than you did?
Yes.
There you go, Dale. Thank you.
But you know my relationship with my children. You know how balanced they are as human beings.
Oh, and you're putting that down to the fact that they're in a creche.
I'm saying in a creche didn't have any detrimental effect on them at all.
I'm just saying, none. When a kid is in a creche, in this situation, in Jay's sister-in-law situation, okay, where you have an 18-month-old baby, yeah, who is in a creche from, I assume, 8 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock in the evening, that is fundamentally wrong. That is wrong.
For you, you obviously were one of the lucky ones.
Here we go.
You were obviously one of the lucky ones. A lot of people can't afford.
No, they can't afford to give up work. No, shut up for a second. I'm not one of the lucky ones. We made a decision. We have sacrificed a lot. We could be living in a bigger house. Yeah. We could have an extra holiday year. We could have a newer car if my wife decided to work full time. But we decided that I would rather have my wife actually spending time with the kids that we made than worrying about having a brand new car. By the way, all the parents I know who raise creche parents, they all have brand new cars and lovely holidays. So they've made that decision. They've consciously made that decision that they want to work all the hours that God sends, but they don't want to spend any time with their kids. And then they wonder when the kids turn 18 or whatever that they're completely disattached from them. That is why you need to be around your kids. You need to
be around.
Are you
finished lecturing people now on how to be a good parent?
No, I'm not.
For some people, it's not that simple. It's not that easy to pack in a job.
You've
got a mortgage, you've got a car, you need to keep over your head.
You can, but you don't have to work all the hours that go.
No, you can't if you're not on good money. You can't magic money out of the air. If you've a couple and they're both in average wage jobs, you can't afford to pack it in.
Okay, but if you're in an average wage job, then you wouldn't have four kids. Okay, which is more important, a new car or seeing your kids growing up?
085-825-2626 is our number. Let me bring in Eddie on this.
Jeremy, I agree with a lot of what you said, but until you said their creche kids are miserable. Going to a creche is great for a kid's development and learning interaction and social skills and playing with other kids. That's vital. But I agree with your other point regarding if you don't have to work. For example, if there's the man who's normally the main breadwinner, people probably call me sexist saying that, but if he has a good job and the woman doesn't have to work and she can stay at home and raise the kids, I'd much prefer that. But if the two of them are going out and they don't need to both be out of family home just for the sake of money over a child's happiness, then that's wrong.
All right, Eddie, thank you very much indeed. Now, Jason, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Good afternoon, Adrian.
Well, what's your view on this?
Oh, it breaks my heart. I agree with Dixon.
It always breaks people's heart when they find it self agreeing with him. But okay, you agree with him in what way?
I think kids are being brought up with a lot of empathy nowadays. If you just see them, look at the amount of crime out there. Look at the way teenagers are there now, young people. The amount of violence that's out there. It's like they're conveyor belt kids now, Adrian. They're born, within a couple of months, they're stuck into a creche. From there, then they go into preschool. From preschool into junior school. Junior school into senior. You know that way? All the way up to their 20s, through the whole school system, then straight back into work. And it's like they're strangers with their parents nowadays. I'm sorry, but my daughter worked in the creche for years and she done private. And the stories she used to tell me about the parents, they hadn't a clue what their kids liked, what they done, why they were throwing tantrums. And I mean, to miss your kids, it kills me that I miss most of my kids' first walks and that because of the job I was have. But me and my partner decided to cut the clock. We don't even own a car because we don't need, we use public transport. We cut right back so my missus could stay at home and look after the kids. You know, we made choices. And she had a good job, don't get me wrong. And the offer's there for her to go back anytime she wants. But we decided we'd rather rear our own kids than have strangers. When your child falls over, the first thing they want is their mammy. And if mammy's not there, the next one they want is their daddy. You know that way? Creche workers can't give your child the time and attention that they need. Like, when your child is there, you have to give it all the time and attention. Like, you can bring your own kids up and make them well-rounded individuals. You don't need to park it off on somebody else. And as for, I know a lot of parents now have to because of the choices they made, the way the bloody
That's exactly what I was about to say.
And that's the killer, isn't it? That we've monetized everything. I mean, years ago, you could buy a house on one wage, and then within 10 years, they convince us, no, you want a bigger and better house, you want to beat the man next door. Both of you go to work now, bring in two wages, pay somebody to rear your kids, and you'll be in debt a bit longer in your life, but you'll have that nicer house. You'll have that second car if you go a bit. Like, people think the measure of success is having two brand new cars, a big house, and three holidays a year. It's not. The measure of success is having a happy, stable family at home, I think, personally. I think it's wrong that we're forcing families to break up, to go out and work but, like that. I don't think families are staying together as long anymore. I mean, look at the divorce rate, Adrian. I mean, look at the breakup rate. Look at the amount of single parent families now. I think since we monetized everything, we put so much pressure on both men and women to work and pay as much taxes as we can and forget about raising your children. The state will do that. Look at the state of kids nowadays. I mean, you go back 20, 30 years, see what the statistics are on under 18s committing murder and have a look at the amount in jail now for it.
So let me ask you, the lady J, who contacted us in the first place, said,
not me.
No, I know it's not you. They missed out on their children's first step, first words, and it doesn't seem to bother them. The children know their minders better than their own parents. Do you not think this is wrong? You obviously believe it is wrong.
I think it is. I mean, my daughter told me about a couple, she had a very well-to-do couple, a big house. She was private minding for me. They used to have to ring her on her day off, if she got a day off at the weekend, to find out what the children have for breakfast. Now, come on. They're Instagram children nowadays. These parents just want them for the weekend, for the Christmas photos. They're all in matching pajamas, stick it up on Instagram, get all the likes. Twice a year, there's all the family photos. We're away somewhere nice and hot in Dubai, blah, blah, blah. Saturday, look, we're out horse riding, we're out doing this, that, and you know. And they're just cramming it in and then straight back into the conveyor belt on Monday morning. See you Friday.
So you believe that when parents bring children into the world, they need to make sacrifices so that their kids are not in creche for 8 or 9 hours a day.
Yeah. I think that the free year you get when they're three, I think it's time enough to start them on that roller coaster. You know, I think that's enough time to socialise them and get them ready. You know, my youngest at the start in his 3 year now, and he's came on in leaps and bounds. You know that type of way. But my partner done all the groundwork. She done all the heavy lifting in the first couple of years of that child's life.
Okay,
sorry, Adrian, one more thing, because I might have to bounce. We don't credit them enough. We shame them now. We shame the hell out of mothers who want to stay at home and rear their kids. And it's mainly done by other women. They think they're dragging down the patriarchy. The strong women in this world are the women who give up and sacrifice their own for their kids.
Thanks for your call, Jay. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. This is PJ.
Hi, lads. How's it going? Just on today's topic, I think we heard Jeremy before saying that he has grandparents that can look after him. That's well for him. And, you know, but realistically, you know, a lot of people are not in that position and they have to go work. And he's very lucky that he has that. And some people don't have that option, including myself and my partner. We've tried it every way. We tried one of us working and one of us not working. One of us working, or both of us working full time. And now it's me full time. My partner is actually working relief shifts. She's lucky enough that she trained in a job, or she went to college for a job that she can get a job that has varying shift patterns. So we're lucky that we can actually do that and still just about manage to get by financially. But, you know, for parents to have absolutely no option but to work 8 to 6, and they do that to pay rent or mortgage or put food on the table, that's what they have to do to look after their kids. So, you know, if Jeremy or anyone saying that it's not good, why did you have kids? It's just talking absolute shite. You know, some people have no option. So, you know, fair play to them. They're trying their best, them parents. But for the parents that aren't under that much pressure and can actually take shorter days and they just love to go to work, you know, I don't think, I personally wouldn't be like that, and I don't think it's fair. You know, we actually have our 3-year-old daughter in creche at the moment, and from probably about 9:30 in the morning till about 3:00 in the afternoon, and for two reasons. Number one, she absolutely loves the creche now, and she loves playing with her friends, and she's stimulated in there, and she makes friends and social skills and all that. And secondly, it gives me partner a chance to have a bit of a break, because she's looking after 2 18-month twins. So I suppose, you know, we could take her out at the moment, but we don't, because she absolutely loves it. So that's another thing. Some kids do love creche, and it's the best thing at the moment. She looks forward to going in every morning. So I just think some people feel very bad listening to this podcast, think and they're bad parents, but we all have to do what we have to do. And Jeremy's talking shite as per usual.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
How are you, John?
How are you doing, Adrian? How are you?
Good, thanks, John.
Well, I think Jeremy's bang on there. He's 100% weep two kids, Adrian. And on the toys that they were born, my partner's at home. And I asked her, because she was working as well, and she still is, But I was on a better wage than her, and I said to her, look, I said, you know, you don't mind staying back, and she hadn't got a problem with that, you know. And I think it's very important, Adrian, that a parent, one parent at least, stays back with the kids. You know, I'm not expecting two parents to do it, but one should stay back with the kids, especially when they're only born and up to 3 years of age. Like, you know, like, it's not a lot to ask. It's only 3 years of your life. You can go to fucking work whenever you want, you know, and you can go back to work if you're in a profession.
It's not always that easy. It's not always that easy to step away from your career. It's not. It's not always that easy.
How the fuck? You'll always go back to a career that you're good at, you know, and she's good at it. And she went back to work, and no problem. Fell back into it, she, you know, as if she never left. But the fact of the matter is, it is very important to be with your kids. And I've been with my kids as well, on the second child, you know. I was with my daughter, you know, for nearly, a year and a half. And I stayed at home, you know. She went back to work. She was pissed off staying at home, you know. And, yeah, you know, so I don't see the big, you know.
Okay, so when you hear of kids being left in a crèche for 8 or 9 hours a day, what do you think?
It's terrible. It's fucking disgusting, actually. It's disgusting. It really is. And people are going to get on to me and say, oh, we have to do it. You don't have to fucking do it. You don't have to do it. Things aren't that bad. Things are not that bad. You know, the most important years of your life are your kids. You know, you need that. You need that. And I don't care what anyone says.
Well, actually,
you know, I see this.
Okay, well, I want you to have a listen to a message that came into us a couple of minutes ago and get your reaction to this. Guys, I saw your podcast today and I'd love to come on or send a voice note, but I can't because I'm in work. I work in a childcare facility and we do breakfast club and after school as well as the preschool hours. I do fully understand that parents do have to work for their finances, but they're kids who are left with us and the primary school for 11 hours. There is even this one child whose parent lives right across the road from us and they both work from home, but the child is still left with us until 6 o'clock, sometimes later, if they're running late.
Okay, I'll tell you what that is, and I'm sure, John, you're waiting to get into that. That's what you call Instagram parents. So these are the people who had kids just so they can get the cute photographs on social media and to say that they had kids.
Absolutely.
So they never...
treat them like pets.
Yeah, treat them like pets. So, you know, and I know parents like this as well who, like, put the kids in crèche and they're just at home, sitting at home, twiddling their thumbs. Children, if you don't want to be around your children, you shouldn't have had them. That is the bottom line.
No. 100%, Jeremy.
And you make when you have
it's children, disgusting, actually.
Yeah. When you have children, you have
it's to a fashion make... icon. Sorry, Jeremy, yeah. I just want to say that to you. It's a fashion icon these days to have kids. And I noticed this. There's a couple of people that I know that have only had kids there in the last couple of years, and they haven't. They barely fucking see them because if they're not out walking, they're with the grandparents. If they're not with the grandparents, they're with the babysitter because they're out on the piss there on the weekends. Like, literally, I could even calculate the amount of hours they spend with the kids on two hands that I fucking have. And it's disgraceful. You know, it's absolutely fucking disgraceful. And I'm like, they go on like they're the best parents ever. And I'm like, you fucking idiot. You don't even see. I'd say, as one said there, I think it was one of the callers, you see them a couple of hours a night going to bed before they go to bed. Like, as Jeremy said, these years flying. They fucking flying. I can't believe the age of my kids now. They're not kids anymore.
And the thing
one's
is,
a teenager, one's a grown ass man.
And the thing is, you don't need a brand new SUV car. You don't need...
No, I'm done without it, Jeremy. Yeah, Jeremy, I'm done without it.
Hang on, no. I've said this to you already. It is not in all cases about having the flashy car.
It is in a lot of cases.
It's not for an awful lot of people. They just can't afford to pack in work.
No,
I don't believe that for a minute, Adrian.
I don't believe it for a minute. No.
And I'll tell you why I don't believe it in the Asian. Because I had to, you know, as I said to you, it was either between me or the partner. And we stood back. And we weren't, like, before we had kids, Adrian, we had everything. We could go out for meals. We could do what we fucking liked. Literally. We could book a holiday next week if we wanted. And we sacrificed all that because we had kids. Now, the fact of the matter is, you're telling me there, oh, no, that's not the point. It is the point. Because, as I said to you, we essentially gave up work for our kids. One of us did at one start, or if I did. So you can do it if you want to do it. It's just that some parents don't fucking want to do it because they couldn't be arsed looking after the kids. They don't want to look after the kids.
Stay there for one second, if you can, please. I want to go to... Aoife, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Aoife.
Hey, Adrian, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Aoife.
Quite wound up at Jeremy. You know, the next time Jeremy finds himself ill or in the need to go to accident and emergency, let him go into A&E and look at a doctor or a nurse, which are on 12-plus hour shifts, that many of them have children, and go, you're a disgrace for putting your child in care so you can come here and look after me. During the pandemic, creches were opened to essential workers, and many of their children were in from 8 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock at night. But was that okay because they were saving lives, was it?
No,
and it's different now for somebody else
to put their child in. No, the point I would make is, they had the career before they had the children. So when you have a career that means you're going to be away from your house 60 hours a week, you then make a decision. Okay, if I have kids, I'm going to be a part-time parent. I'm not going to... So you make a decision yourself. Do you want to be the kind of parent that's around your kids all the time, or do you want to be the kind of parent that just sees your kids for an hour a day? And that is your...
How is that bull?
That's not bull. How is that bull?
So if this child is planned...
You can't
right?
have
say
everything...
Hypothetically, this child is planned.
So you can't have everything in this world. You can't be a full-time parent and a full-time worker as well. I'm a full-time worker, so I'm not a full-time parent. My wife is...
Oh, sorry. Did you win the Euro Millions and we did not hear about it?
No, my wife...
Who's paying your mortgage? Who's paying your electricity bills? Because you have to work. And I see in summer you have three jobs. Who minds your kids?
Well, again, I just said my wife works part-time, so she...
So your wife works because that suits your financial responsibilities. That suits you.
Well, cut your claw to meet your measure, Aoife. Like, if you don't have three kids, if you can't afford to have three kids, or kids are expensive.
Who are you to judge somebody else's personal situation? So say somebody had a house and a mortgage, and all the bills that come along with that, and they accidentally fall pregnant again. What are they meant to do? Just put that child up for foster care? Oh, I can't afford you.
No.
You know, they take on the responsibilities that go with it.
Jeremy, I will say to you, you're literally talking down to people who choose...
Sure, that's not... Well, is it called Opinions Matter? Or
you're talking down to people who choose... to work for whatever reason.
And thank you.
Because they have to.
Thank you. You actually shot yourself in the foot there.
No, they choose to work.
You use the word choose. It's a choice. Thank you. It's a choice.
But it's a choice that some people have to make.
No, you don't have to make it. No.
But sometimes it's not a choice.
But you make that decision. Do I want to see my child talking for the first time? Do I want to see my child's first step? Or do I want a stranger to see it?
More important? Having a roof over your child's head that you know the banks aren't going to come after because mortgages are through the roof. Having food on the table when they come home. Making sure that their house is warm and heated and have,
well, obviously
have
that's
fuel
essential.
In the tank,
yes, obviously,
outside.
Yeah.
Obviously it's essential. Who's paying for it? You have to work for it. And no, you are nobody to judge anybody's financial situation. Because I could get pregnant in the morning and oopsie-daisy, that's another mouth to feed.
I could get pregnant in the morning. Don't have sex if you don't want to get pregnant or use...
I'm not about to start lecturing you on sexual activity.
I was about to say, what the fuck are you doing now? No. You're lecturing her when she has sex?
No, I'm not lecturing her. I'm saying if you don't want to... There's ways to stop yourself getting pregnant, okay?
But shit happens.
And it's called abstinence. That's a way. So there is a way around that. So, Jeremy,
you're telling everybody to go... To not work, first of all, and look after their children.
You're now telling them
not to have sex and turn into miserable bastards. What's going to come out next? Are you going to tell us to live on the streets because it's cheaper?
First of all, it's not black and white as you're making it out to be. My point is that something has to give. And again, I feel like I'm pissing against the wind here. You can't be around for all these milestones of your kids if you're working a 60-hour week. You can't. I wasn't around for so much of those milestones because I was working longer hours, but I'm happy that at least one of the parents was around, i.e. my wife, because we made that decision, and it wasn't an easy decision. We have less money because combined we're working less hours, but you know what, I'm delighted. I don't give a fuck, Aoife, that I'm driving a 6-year-old car. Don't give a damn.
Can I put something for you, because you've constantly said you and your wife were a partner should work. What happened to those single parents? We've had callers on Opinions Matter before that go, oh, they're only scrounging for benefits, you're this, that and the other. What about a mother that, I'm going to give you a scenario now, she has a mortgage, the marriage has fallen to pieces, she got pregnant and she found herself having to pay a mortgage on her own and now raise this child because her marriage has fallen to crap. She has no choice but to go to work to keep that roof over a child's head. And then you have yourself coming on a podcast on national social media and blasting that creche workers are this. You're lazy. You can't have somebody look after your children.
So no,
somebody
else okay, first of all, I never used the word lazy. That was a caller, Jason, who was on. So I did not use the word lazy for that. I said it's a lifestyle choice. I know parents that drop their kids off to a creche. I'm talking about mothers that drop their kids off to a creche and go off and spend the day in Dundrum shopping with their mates and go to the gym and stuff like that. Is that okay?
But that's not somebody dropping their child so they can work. You've continuously argued lower your hours and work certain sociable hours. That's not the argument. That is lazy parenting. No, but bring your kids
Now you're talking down to parents. You gave out to me for doing it. So Aoife's decided...
By the way,
I'm defending the fact that you have told parents that working unsociable hours, and I use that term very lightly, is meaning that somebody else is raising their kids.
Just on that point of somebody dropping and going off shopping, all kids are entitled to a free creche year, and a lot of those mothers are probably availing of that and going off and doing their shopping and then coming back.
Maybe we know, maybe we don't know. Here, listen, Aoife, I'm not here to say what you should or should not do.
You're actually telling people what to do.
No, it's up to you what you want to do. What I'm saying is it's very sad if you both parents miss out on all the milestones because the kid... Like, do you not see something wrong with a kid being in creche from 8 in the morning till 6 in the evening? Do you not find that very, very sad?
I don't find it sad because I've been in an unfortunate position as a single parent that my child had to do it. And do you not think that it breaks parents' hearts when you're picking your child up going, oh, they started walking today. Yeah, meanwhile, I was stopped cleaning up an A&E room.
Well, then we're in agreement.
I was doing this because I have to pay my mortgage.
Well, then we're in agreement.
No, you're not in agreement.
Then they're going to come after
me. Then we are in agreement because you also believe that it's sad to miss out on those things. That's the only point I've been making.
It's heartbreaking, but hang on,
Jeremy, you haven't just said...
We're actually in agreement.
Shut up for a second.
Don't tell me to shut up for a second.
You are telling people that they shouldn't be doing this.
I'm not telling people. I know this is an opinions thing.
You said it's a choice.
In a lot of cases...
It's not a choice.
Well, I'm telling you, maybe not in your case, Aoife, and...
And a lot of parents...
Oh, no.
Well, let me read a few messages that just come in.
Sorry, John, because agents have to throw me to the lions here.
It's a load of bollocks. Because I tell you why it's a load of bollocks. It's a choice to have kids, and it's always been a choice to have kids. And to have kids to fuck them into a creche is wrong.
But some people have no choice. Like I've said, some people can...
Hold on for a minute. You do have a choice. You have got a choice. You had a choice to have kids or not. And I don't believe it, but if you say I could get pregnant tomorrow, that's bullshit. Because the fact of the matter is, I'm going to say to you, we used protection. We knew if we were going to have a kid, we planned to have kids. And we have two kids, and we haven't anymore, and we're not going to have anymore. So that's what I'm going to say to you, Aoife. And what I'm going to say to you is, it's a choice. If you have to work a full-time job and you're in stuck, your partner should be able to, or you should be able to make hours at least for your kids. A few hours. It's not a big ask.
Do you want to respond to that, Aoife?
I will respond to it. Look at the statistics. How many children are unplanned? How many? I think it was you.
I'm not going down that route of unplanned pregnancies. It's nothing to do with it.
About single parents, that the one parent family rate was through the roof for the amount of people claiming
that. You don't have kids to put them in a creche either. That's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. And I'm going to stick my guns on that one.
I've worked in creches as well, and I've never seen a newborn or a tiny baby put into a creche. When maternity leave is 6 months...
I've seen young kids going into creches. It's disgraceful.
Over the age of 6 months?
Over the age of 6 months. Sorry, not under the age of 6 months, no. Over the age of 6 months. But here's my... Well, okay, Aoife, let's take that up. Aoife, okay, let's take that as fair play to you for saying it. So if they were with them till 6 months, why can't they be with them till 18 months or 24 months or 36 months? They should have been with them. And as far as I'm concerned as a parent, and I was lucky, and my missus was lucky, because I wasn't lucky. We chose to stay with the kids. I suppose I wasn't lucky because we were going to lose out on that big money, and we did lose out on big money. But the fact of the matter is, the kids were more important.
For the first 6 months... After having a baby, what is that payment called?
Maternity. Yeah, and what about? Yeah, it's only so lasts for so long.
They can financially stay home with their child. But after 6 months, there's sweet fuck all there for you.
Yeah, but that's so the dole is there, whatever it may be. But the fact of the matter, the dole is there. It's 800 quid a month. You can do it if you want to do it. But I'm saying to Eve is a lot of parents don't want to do it. And they couldn't be arsed doing it. Okay. Because they want to be in work. John, they don't want to be with the kids.
Okay, John, stay there for a second. And Eve, I've been asked to play this voice note for you. Will you have a listen to this?
Well, no, seriously, why would you have kids if you're not going to look after them? If you're going to pawn them off to strangers 5 days a week, sunrise to sunset? Now, I was on a while ago, and I actually take back what I said about stay-at-home mothers. I actually have way more respect for them than someone who throws the kids in the crèche from sunrise to fucking sunset and abandoning them, more or less, and missing out on all the big moments. Like, they're just being selfish workaholics. That's all they are. Fucking hell, like, why even... What's the point of having them? They're more or less an accessory now.
What do you say to that? That's been a common theme, Aoife. You know, why bother having kids?
Put it this way, if I could sit at home, colouring in, doing jigsaws, scratch my backside 5 days a week, I would. But that is not going to pay the bills. And people have made reference to the dole. Oh, God, what's that, like €220 now?
Mm-hmm.
What's that meant to do? If you have established a lifestyle and a career beforehand, and you've been approved for a mortgage in the bank, you have these expenditures. Just because you have a child, I can't rock into the bank and be like, I hear Jeremy said I shouldn't be working. Can you lower down my mortgage a little bit? They're going to laugh you out the place.
Yeah, they will, absolutely.
You have to go back to work.
I also want to get your reaction to this message that's just come in to us from a guy called Steve. He says, hi, Steve here. I'm too busy to come on your podcast as I actually have to work, but I'm interested in your topic. Women belong at home, simple as... My wife stays at home and she's happy to do all the housework. She loves her life and is treated like a queen. What do you say to that?
It's being broadcasted, so I'll try and refrain my language. But he needs a smack. Because a man can clean just as much as a woman can clean.
Don't refrain your language on air, and you can say whatever you want.
And I won't lower myself to replying to him, but he needs a reality check. If he thinks... He came out of a woman. He had to have come out of a woman. And that's the way he speaks about women. That they belong in the kitchen. And they belong in the house.
Sorry, hang on. JJ, can we try and get him?
We're trying to get this. Women belong at home. Simple as, my wife stays at home and she's happy to do all the housework.
Well, no, she's happy to do it then. That's
yeah, she loves her life and is treated like a queen.
That's up to her. If she wants to waste away her years sitting in a house, cleaning pots and pans, and that's what she's content in doing, then let her off.
But it's a dinosaur attitude, isn't it?
Sorry?
It's a dinosaur mentality.
It's something from the Stone Age. I would never dream of turning around to a woman and saying, you belong in the kitchen. The same way I'd never turn around to a man and go, oh, can you bring in a bucket of turf? That's a man's job. I don't want to hurt my nails. Come on.
So this brings in turf. By the way, Eve, I have to say on a completely different
turf.
On a completely different note, Eve, I know we disagree on most things, but I love debating with you because you're a feisty, feisty woman. I like a feisty woman who never backs down.
Yes.
And you never back. Imagine us being married together. I'd say
no,
neither can I.
No, we'd be all the time in work. Yeah, our poor children would end up in the crash.
You'd have
a problem with that.
And I'd be out bringing in the turf for you and stuff like that. You'd be making me spuds.
So that would cause a bit of a problem.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Aoife.
Therese, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Therese. Oh, Teresa. Sorry, Teresa. How are you, Teresa?
Yeah, hi. Just that if you don't work, you're slacious. You're called a lazy waster. If you work, they're told you're neglecting your children. Like, you can't win.
I happen to agree. And in fact, we've spoken to John, who was on there a few minutes ago on many occasions, and he gets ripped apart because he's never had a full-time job or never paid tax and whatever. You can't win.
No, you can't.
No, you just can't win.
I think there's a balance still, isn't there, between home life and that even goes if you don't have kids. Myself and Adrian know this particular man, Teresa. He doesn't have kids, and he is he's a company man, is what we call him, that he literally sweats blood and tears for he's working for the man, is not the expression,
yep.
Working for the man, sweats blood and tears for this company that he thinks appreciates him, and they would get rid of him like that, they would. And he sacrifices weekends. If there's extra work that has to be done for a weekend, he'll go in and do the extra work at the risk of his home life. And fuck that. Hmm. Pardon me, French.
Like this.
Okay, let me ask you, Therese, then, in answer to the original...
Yeah, by the way, all you get is a pat. That's all you get is a pat on the back.
Yeah, no, I know that. Employer. Sorry, Teresa, let me ask
if
you.
If you're lucky.
Let me ask you for your reaction then to the message that we started this with. And that was from Jay, saying basically that it's a disgrace that parents have kids and put them in creche all day.
Well, a lot of parents now have no option but to go out to work. Even to rent, never mind to buy. You have to have two jobs to pay the rent. So, look, what do you sacrifice having no children at all?
Well, that's what a lot of people work. That's what a lot of people believe.
Well, just because you work, Adrian, doesn't mean that you don't spend quality time with your children.
I agree. And when my kids were younger, I did work. Their mother worked, and we did have a lot of time with them as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, good to talk to you.
I wouldn't say a lot. Let's not jump the gun here. A lot of time. Let's not big you up there.
I did spend a lot of time.
You were working a split shift. So you forget that I was around for that period.
Yeah, yeah. But
I worked with you. You were working.
Because of the hours I worked, I was able to see them during the day.
Well, what time?
Wednesdays.
Wednesdays.
Remember Wednesdays?
Oh, they were great days, they were. Yeah. And you'd piss off to see the kids.
Yeah.
And you used to say, I'm picking Laura up from school. Laura was like 26. She had been in school for 10 years.
Ridiculous. Let me read this message from Liv that's just come into us, and it says,
sorry, by the way, sorry for cutting across you. Yes, he is.
Yeah, okay.
That guy who sent in that message saying, my wife is a queen, is coming on. This is going to be interesting.
Liv says, I know a child who has been in creche since 6 months old, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. The child is 10 now and still goes to creche after school till 7. This is all through the summer too, and parents are not short of money at all. They take 2 week holidays together off work, and that poor child is still shipped off to creche. So signs on the child has the child has no friends in the estate and doesn't have much social skills. It's very sad, says Liv.
And so you know it as well, and I only realise, kids don't need expensive holidays either. Now, this coming from me, who we spent a fortune on holiday last year. But you'd be surprised, kids don't remember how expensive a holiday was. We brought my young fella to Florida, I think 5 years ago or something. He doesn't even remember that. I showed him photographs the other day on my phone, saying, ah, Jesus, you remember being in Florida? He says, was I there? He thought the photograph was photoshopped. So kids don't. You know, is your kid going to be traumatised if they never get to Lapland to see Santa for Christmas week? Are they?
Let me just bring in a couple more voice notes. Jer has been on to us.
So if you don't have a job, you're a scrounger. If you do have a job to provide for your children, you're a bad parent. I don't know, you just can't win. What I would say to that lady is, I'm really, really sorry that Jeremy Kyle isn't on anymore to fill your afternoons, and now you're to stand at the window watching what time everybody puts their children in and out to creche at. I just say to you, why don't you go and get yourself a life?
All right, thank you very much indeed, Jer. Ed?
Lads, it's either one way or the other. Like, if you go out to work and you work two jobs and you're bringing in money, but you're struggling on minimum wage, and then you give up a job and the kids are in creche and you go on the dole, you're the bad one. So it works either way. So what do you do? Kids, creche, go on the dole. It's one or the other.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Ed. You're listening to Opinions Matter. We've more calls in just 1 second. Don't go away.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Hi, Steve here. I'm too busy to come on your podcast, as I actually have to work, but I'm interested in your topic. Women belong at home. Simple as. My wife stays at home, and she's happy to do all of the housework. She loves her life and is treated like a queen. And that's from Steve.
And that message came through from 1952, didn't it? Since you've been transported.
Steve, he joins us on the line here. Steve, I have to say, you are such a dinosaur.
You want to call me a dinosaur, mate? I'm back in those ages. I believe a woman's place in the home. I don't lift a finger in my home, which is why I got an Asian wife. I told you before, Asian women...
That's slightly racist, I would have thought.
Asian women believe that the man's the breadwinner and they're the homemakers. That's the way I like it. My wife, I don't lift a finger in my house.
So, like, do you do the dishes?
I do nothing.
Have you ever cooked a meal?
I work 6 days a week, Jeremy, running my business. Do you think I'm going to come back and stick a penny on and get out a feather duster? You must be joking.
Okay, so hang on. You arrive home and you want a cup of tea, or you want a can of beer out of the fridge. What happens there?
She does everything for me.
Hang on. Surely you go to the bloody fridge to get a can of beer.
Adrian, Asian women have been brought up to look after their men 100%. So, I mean, if I want, as I say, love, get me something out of the fridge. She's over. She does it. It's the way it is.
So you're sitting on your arse watching television, and you fancy a bottle fancy a bottle of Budweiser. You say to her, "Get up and get me a bottle of Budweiser."
That's right. So I fancy a beer, love. Get me a beer. She gives me a beer.
And she gets up and gets it for you.
She got to do something for the money. I mean, I'll give her a very nice lifestyle. I mean, she got to do something for the money. Well, what am I paying her for? You know, she's looking after the house. She cleans the house. She feeds the kids. Puts the kids to bed. I get home after 6 days of the week. I want to chill out. I'm not going to do any housework or go to.
Now, a lot of men and women, but mainly women, I would think, will think you're just a sexist pig.
I couldn't give a toss, Adrian. I couldn't give a toss. I live my life the way I choose to live it. That's why I told you I traded in my Irish wife years ago. She's a fat, lazy cow. I got myself a nice Asian girl from Thailand. And they now have to treat their men. I tell you, if you had my wife, you'd realise what they're like. They are gems. They put European women to shame.
So what do you think of men who do a bit of cooking and a bit of housework and a bit of hoovering?
I think they're ponces, Jeremy.
Ponces?
They're ponces.
Okay, so yesterday I hoovered the hall, stairs and landing.
Well done.
Good boy that I am. That made me a ponce.
I think, yeah, it does make you a ponce, yeah. Why are you doing that on your day off? You get 2 days off a week, don't you? 2 days off?
Yeah, 2 days off a week, yeah.
I think gardening is okay for a man.
I did the garden on Saturday and I did the whole stairs and landing yesterday.
Cutting the hedge, trimming the grass, that's all right. That's manly behaviour. But anything domesticated inside the house is a woman's job.
Okay, at the end of the night when you are taking your clothes off, do you just throw them at the end of your bed and expect her to pick them up and wash them for you?
That's right.
So you just fling them at the end of the bed?
What do you do with yours? What do you fold them up neatly? What do you do?
Well, I can tell you one thing, Steve. If I flung them at the end of my bed, they'd be ripped up the next morning.
Oh, really?
That's why you married the wrong kind of woman. You should have married an Asian woman.
Yeah, well, I didn't have 17 grand or how much you paid for.
Don't go down that route, mate. We had that conversation before. I didn't buy my wife, mate. She's more than willing. I give her a very nice lifestyle, believe me, and we're very happily married.
Yeah, but the fact that you will not even get up off your arse and get a bottle of beer out of the fridge.
Steve, I was arguing with Jeremy over the last while that he's a girly man, which is a new expression. And if you look at all the things on the list that he does that I don't do, I'd agree that he's a girly man. However, I do, I'm not that much of a lazy bastard. Like I said, I did the hoovering yesterday, and I know my missus gives out I don't do enough. I'd fill the dishwasher, I'd put some washing on the line. I'm not that lazy, but you're the ultimate in laziness.
Adrian, I'm the breadwinner and she's the homemaker. That's the way it is. It's the way my father and mother worked.
No, that's fair enough.
They had a great marriage when I was growing up. My mother never worked ever. My father did all. He was a breadwinner, and we had a lovely domestic life as a kid.
No, there's a lot of relationships. There's a lot of relationships like that where the man goes to work and the woman stays at home or whatever. But the fact is, Steve, that you do zero. You won't even get a drink out of the fridge.
Six days a week I'm running my business, sometimes 12-hour days. Do you expect me to come back and do all that stuff as well? Come on, let's be reasonable. It's her job. She gets well paid. I give her a very nice lifestyle.
And is that how you see it? You see the domestic chores around your house as her job?
She is the homemaker. She gets very well paid for it. I give her a very nice lifestyle.
Well, you give her a wage.
I give her a very nice lifestyle. We've got a nice house. She's got a nice car, nice holidays.
And so what sort of lifestyle did she have? Where was she from? Thailand?
She's from Thailand. My wife is Thai, yeah.
And what sort of lifestyle did she have in Thailand?
Not a very good lifestyle. It came from a poor background, you know. But, I mean, that's neither here nor there. Basically, she's come here. She loves living in Europe, you know. Loves living. I brought her all around the world. And she's got to do something for the money. I'm sorry, she's got to do something.
I tell you, there's a movie that sums up your life at the moment. 12 Years a Slave.
Don't be ridiculous. She's not a bloody slave.
She's a slave.
Wife. We're married over 20 years, mate. Don't be ridiculous.
Hang on, you say to her, bitch, get my bottle of Budweiser.
I don't call her a bitch. Don't be such an idiot. I don't call her that.
But that's pretty much what you...
I love my wife, but our roles are very much clearly defined. I'm the breadwinner and she's the homemaker.
All right, Steve, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. I want to go to line two. Linda's on the line. And Linda, you're seething with anger.
Oh, I am so angry with that man. He thinks he's the only one in the world who runs his own company. He's an ass. I run my own company, so does my husband. We have a full-time job, and then we have a house to run, and we run it together. Now, he's saying women shouldn't be in the workplace. Women are far more efficient at certain things in the workplace than men are. I'm not saying that they're better at everything that men do, but they're up there. If not, in some things, they are far better, and others they're not.
Let me ask you a question. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
You and your husband run a business together. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. So who does all the domestic stuff in your house?
We both do.
You both do it. Well then he's a ponce. Your husband is a ponce. He's a girl.
My husband is far from a ponce.
He's a ponce. He's a ponce. That is your job. It's a woman's job to do all the domestic stuff.
Linda, does he bake cakes?
No, he does not.
What's wrong with that?
Your husband is a girl. A big girl's blouse is what your husband is. He should put his feet down. A woman's job is to do all the chores within the household. That's a woman's job in life.
Steve, you have to acknowledge that your attitude is literally for the 1950s.
As I said before, Adrian, I couldn't give a toss what people think of me. This is how I live my life, and I'm perfectly happy married for over 20 years.
Yeah, but is your wife happy?
So totally happy. Absolutely happy. I wish she's not here at the moment. I'm in work now. I own my own business. So I'm just taking a break here. But I mean, she's not here at the moment. If she was here, I'd gladly put her on the line here and she'd tell you how happy we are. Our roles are clearly defined. I'm the breadwinner and she is the housemaker.
Okay, stay there.
I hate to cast aspersions. I'd say she's having an affair behind his back. How could you put up with that?
What are you talking about, you tosser?
How could you put up with that?
Because she's quite happy.
Is she a happy woman?
We've got a great marriage. I hate to burst your bubble there, Jeremy. We've got a great marriage.
I doubt she's happy. She couldn't possibly be happy with that situation.
Why couldn't she be happy? She loves being at home.
I'm sure she's happy.
She's a homemaker and I'm the breadwinner. What's wrong with that? But I'm sure she's happy
that you took her out of the slum of Phuket or wherever you took her out of.
Don't get personal, mate.
That's what you said.
I see she came from quite a poor background.
That doesn't mean she was living
in a bloody shanty town. Get a grip, mate.
The fact of the matter is, Jeremy, that it is not an unusual thing in Ireland for a woman to be a homemaker. And yet his wife is a homemaker and you're jumping down his throat. I just see that as...
No, I think any woman that is a homemaker is selling herself short. That's a conversation for another day. I think.
Well, no, that's the conversation for right now. No. What do you mean they're selling themselves short? A woman who chooses to stay at home and be...
And to be a housewife.
It's an old-fashioned expression, but be a housewife...
Is selling themselves short. Women have equality down in the workplace. They fought for years for equality. Do something with your life rather than just doing dishes. Like, does your wife not want to be a career woman?
Not at all. She's very happy with it in our situation.
No woman is happy spending the day.
I'm going to turn to you until I'm blue in the face here, Jeremy. I'm the breadwinner and she's the homemaker. And this is a perfect situation for us.
And you have a perfect setup.
Lovely. We're happily married over 20 years. The proof is in the pudding.
Perfect for you, not for her.
And her, mate. We're both happily married.
Stay there for 1 second.
The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Stephen, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Stephen?
Hey, Adrian and Jeremy. Listen, I'm sticking up with Jeremy again because I seen that man and I noticed that man for a fact, even his accent. I was in the queue behind him last week in Summerhill Post Office. He was there and he was sending a lot of money away abroad to maybe that woman's... His wife is small. Isn't she small, yeah?
I don't know, never met the woman.
Can you not ask her? Steve, is your wife small?
That bloke, you stand behind me in a post office, will you, mate?
Yeah, and you were sending a load of money away.
Am I the only English person living in Dublin? Am I?
Why were you watching my business?
That's my. Why are you sitting over
in
my business?
Because it took so long.
Business,
everybody was complaining about
keep,
the length.
Keep your nose out of my business. Keep your nose out of my business.
You were sending money abroad.
Steve, let me ask you this, because I've known that this does happen.
He was sending thousands of euros.
Relax there for a second, Stephen. I have known this to happen with other people who are married to women from places like Thailand. Do you send money to her family in Thailand?
That's none of your business, Adrian.
Yeah, this guy's saying he's sorry.
Adrian, to answer your question, mate, of course we send some. We send over some parcels every now and then. Of course we do, because they live in Thailand. They're my in-laws.
So what's wrong
with that? It's like having in-laws in the UK or in Sweden or somewhere. Sorry?
You just proved me right.
What are you talking about?
You just used that woman for sex or
I don't know, you're just an idiot. Well, hang on,
let me just confirm that we are talking about the right thing. Were you in Summerhill Post Office last week?
I don't go anywhere near Summerhill. That bloke's on a different planet. You're on a different planet, mate. You're on a different planet, mate.
You're a big man, aren't you? And she's
I don't know who you are or what you are, but you're
always looking nervous. She's standing behind you very with a nervous smile. I remember your accent very well.
Stephen, how much money was he dealing with there in the post office?
I think it was something like $4,000.
How the hell do you hear that? What, you got bionic hearing or something?
I was standing right behind you. I couldn't help overhearing everything.
You're a moron. I don't know who you are. You're a moron.
Steve, why are you sending money?
Why are you calling Jeremy names?
Well, why is he sending money out of the country? Where are you sending $4,000 to, Steve?
I don't see a foot anywhere near Summerhill, Jeremy. That bloke is deluded. He's deluded.
Way out of that. You're just denying it now. Go on.
You're over scumbag,
mate. You're practically admitting it a few minutes ago. Get away.
You're a moron.
Go away. You're just a woman beater. That's what you are.
Stephen, you can't say that sort of thing.
Okay, sorry, lads, but I'm just saying, she looked quite nervous and she had to stand away from him. He was pushing her away. He didn't want to see what he was handing in.
Okay, but you don't know if that was him or not.
I do know it was him.
The accent and all, I'm sorry.
Well, Steve, I know
somebody when I see them and when I hear them.
Steve, just admit if it was you.
Do you want me to clarify this again? I don't set foot in Summerhill, mate. That wasn't me.
How are you, Paula?
Oh, Adrian. I'm sitting here in an office with two other girls and you want to
You're working, are you?
Yes.
At this time,
my God. People working every hour of the day.
I'm a working mother. God forgive me, Steve. God forgive me for working. I'm not at home with my pinny on.
Shame on you, love. Shame on you. You should be at home.
No, listen to me, Steve.
Have you got a husband at home? Have you got a bloke at home, have you?
I have a lovely husband. We share responsibilities. We both work very hard.
He's a punt. It's not a real man. It's your job in the household to clean the house. Don't talk down to me.
Steve, it's so antiquated, your attitude. It really is.
That woman again is deluded, Adrian. If your husband gets out the Hoover, gets out the penny, then he's a ponce. He's nothing else but a false
husband. I never said my husband gets out the penny. I said, do you expect me to get out the penny?
You said you share domestic chores.
Say that again, Paula.
Can I say
his wife is a lady boy?
That's not appropriate, Paula.
Married to a little lady.
No, that's not appropriate, Paula. That's not appropriate at all.
Have you nothing to say, love? Have you nothing intelligent to say?
Adrian, I'm surprised you're letting her say that. Paula, in fairness, that's not an appropriate thing to say.
Hang on, Jeremy.
That's very racist. I'm sorry. That's extremely racist.
She's entitled to say that.
Hang on.
But it's the guy that's saying that she should be in the kitchen.
To suggest that every woman from Thailand is a ladyboy is racist. I'm sorry.
No, it's ridiculous. She never said that.
I was defending you, but when you turn around and say that
no, listen to me. He is a male chauvinist pig.
When I try to define the expression male chauvinist pig, you are it.
Adrian, that woman's been on the line for 5 minutes and she's got an attitude problem. You can hear it. She's got attitude coming out of her bloody ears. This is typical Irish woman, typical Irish. Now you're being racist. A big gob on you, love. That's why I traded in my Irish wife years ago.
Steve, I want to read out a text message that came in. We're trying to get this person on the air. They don't give their name, but it says, I used to work for Steve. I met his wife in his office many times before. She's from Lampang in Thailand. Is that true?
Well, yes, it is, yes.
She's from Lampang in Thailand, and she told me before that Steve is an asshole and a control freak. Her name is Lamai. Yeah. Lamai, is that how you pronounce that, Adrian? Lamai?
Jeremy, what you have there is a disgruntled ex-employee. That's all that is. Don't read too much into that, mate.
Is your wife's name, where's it gone? Is your wife's name Lamai?
That is right, that's my wife's name.
And she's from Lampang in Thailand.
She's from Thailand, that's right.
Is she from Lampang?
She is, yes.
Well, this person then obviously knows you.
Yeah, but it's obviously a disgruntled employee, ex-employee.
Well, hang on, the ex-employee says that your wife thinks you're an asshole and a control freak.
Is there a name? Is there a name attached to that text? Give me a name.
No, we're trying to ring the person at the moment.
I bet you it's female, isn't it? It's a female name, isn't it?
I don't know if it's female or male, but...
I can assure you it is a female. I know exactly who that is. It's a disgruntled ex-employee, so don't read too much into that, mate.
And we're after ringing her and she's not comfortable to go on air. Is that what she told
you? There you go. She's just trying to stir things up for me. But yes, yeah,
she knows your wife. She knows your wife's name. She knows where she's from.
Do you hear what I said? Are you deaf, mate? She's an ex-employee. She's got an axe to grind. You understand?
I'm sorry, I have an axe to grind to my ex-employees.
She's obviously sitting at home, you know, painting her bloody toenails. That's what she's doing because she's no longer working.
Or maybe it's the fact that your wife actually spoke to this woman in confidence and told her that you were a control freak.
I'm not buying that at all. You're not going to lay that on me, Jeremy, because that's from a disgruntled ex-employee.
By the way, I've looked up Lampang, Adrian. It's actually not a... You were claiming that she came from destitution. It's a beautiful city.
He didn't say destitution.
I said my wife comes from a very normal working class poor background, I suppose, in relative terms. But she, by no means, she wasn't brought up in a bloody shack. You know, I never suggested that for a minute. And don't suggest, by the way, that I bought her either, because you've said that a few times to me. I find that very insulting, mate.
I didn't say that. In fact, I was defending you.
You said it in previous conversations that you're suggesting, I bought my wife.
Okay,
I
apologise for that.
Okay, let me go to...
Jeez, I'll bring you. Do you want me to bring you out for lunch? Would that make it all better?
You can do that if you want to, yeah.
Yeah,
all right.
Now, Leigh, what did you want to say?
Well, it's Ali, don't worry.
Oh, Ali, sorry, Ali. Don't know why Katie wrote Ali on the screen there. Yeah.
No, I just wanted to say, what has this man's wife got to do with knowing if men can cook? And if men can cook, that's a great thing. We shouldn't be embarrassing men for knowing how to cook in the kitchen.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the likes of Gordon Ramsay and I can't even name another chef. Name another chef.
Yeah, but they're all brilliant. They're all brilliant cooks.
Yeah, they're all great. I mean, it's grand. Like, I don't see.
Yeah, but you wouldn't say Gordon Ramsay is a girly man.
No, certainly not.
I'm not married to Gordon Ramsay, am I?
Yeah, but we don't care who you're married to.
I'm not married to Gordon Ramsay. Like, I'm not married to any of these superstar chefs. Jamie, what his bloody name? They don't live in my house. My wife is the cook in my house. That's the way it is.
Great, I can cook.
That's the way it is. Our roles are clearly defined. I'm the breadwinner, she's the homemaker. What is the big problem with that?
Hang on, shut up. If you're a woman, you should be able to cook. You should be able to go out and work if you want work. You can do whatever you like.
No. A woman belongs in the home, love. A woman belongs in the home.
Yeah,
Steve.
50 years ago.
Steve, that's what I was about to say. 50 years ago in the 1950s, it would have been fairly traditional for the man to go out and work and the woman to stay at home looking after the house and rear the children. My grandparents would have done that.
Exactly.
But things have changed and you are clearly still living in the 1950s.
Listen, it works perfectly well for me. I picked the nationality of my wife very, very methodically, Adrian.
It's got nothing to do with the nationality of your wife.
What you have there in the line is another typical gobby Irish woman with a mouth, a big mouth.
Not gobby.
I don't like these mouthy Irish women. They've got serious attitudes.
In fairness, he is right. Irish women are gobby, aren't they?
I don't like it. This is why I picked an Asian wife.
And does your wife ever answer back to you? Does she ever speak up against you or say anything?
Listen, we have a great laugh. She's got a great sense of humour. We have a great laugh together. Don't think, you know, she's sitting there, you know, shaking in the corner from fear. That's just ridiculous.
No, but has she? Because I have an image of what's a movie with the movie,
you know,
with
what you
Patrick Bergen in it.
You
what's that movie?
Cook your wife a meal. Cook her a meal once in your life.
And let me ask you, Steve, can you even cook?
I can make a bit of cereal and a bit of toast in the morning. That's her job. Do you understand?
Let me just deal with what he's just said. Like we said, you go back to the 50s and my granddad would have gone and worked in CIE and my granny would have stayed at home and minded the house and looked after the kids and made the dinners and keep the house clean and blah, 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 blah. So my granddad's job was going out to work and my granny's job was looking after the house. Now, that's all he's saying.
But not really. I mean, he's bringing his wife into it, which has nothing to do with it. I'm sure his wife is lovely. But all I'm saying is we're all perfectly entitled to do whatever we like. We can cook, we can work. he, if he doesn't want to cook, he doesn't have to. But if he, for once, cooked his wife a meal, that would make him a man and it would make him feel like a man.
He's not going to do that. Let me ask you, Steve, do you ever treat her?
Oh, we eat out regularly, Adrian. We eat out regularly.
Cook that meal she's eaten.
But I don't cook the bloody meal. I don't do the cooking. But that's not my job.
Okay, but you do treat her. You do take her out. You do, I assume, buy her gifts and.
Adrian, I give my wife a lovely lifestyle. I've got my own business. I've got a nice wage coming in. I've got a nice house. You've got a nice car. No. Believe me, she's got a very nice lifestyle. She gets treated like a queen.
All right, Steve, stay there. Thank you.
What's the expression, Steve? What is the expression?
What?
Where you keep on saying something to try and convince yourself.
Not repeating yourself.
No, when you keep on saying something, because Steve, you keep saying she's a queen. Thou dost protest too much.
Oh, that's the expression. Yes. Huge reaction to what he's been saying. Darren.
He couldn't get an Irish woman that would approve of him, so he had to go off and get an Asian woman and pay her. Oh, that just says it all.
Well, no, that's not true. He didn't pay for her.
Well, he says he didn't.
Well, no, he didn't. Gee, to be honest, that is quite racist to suggest that anybody who's in a relationship with a Thai woman is after ordering them on a catalogue. Like, ridiculous.
Jordan!
Steve, seriously, Pat. It's 2024, man. Not 1950. So keep up off your lazy hole, yeah? Walk straight to the fridge, make a cup of tea or something, get your own bleeding beer, show your wife some respect, and pull your way to the fucking hell, for God's sake. We'll be there with you, run your own business. That's the first thing you say every time you come on this bleeding show. Get up, buddy. We're at home. Get up. Hoover, watch the waving window, steal something. Show your wife some blame respect. She's not a fucking mate. Honest to God. That's what she's paid for. Clean, shake it. And all of a sudden, no wonder you're not married to an Irish woman. She'd clap the ears out of you.
Now, Steve, what do you say to those two messages? You need to have more respect for your wife. Steve?
Hello?
Oh, he's gone.
Sorry.
He's gone. Nolene!
Oh, my God. I'm in hospital, sick. I've listened to your podcast. I want to rip this strip out of my arm and grab that English twat by the throat. Typical Irish woman. You traded in your Irish wife. I'd say more like it. She found someone with a lot better personality and probably better in the bedroom department, because you can't have a big ego and a big...
Jesus.
You're such a wanker.
Oh,
say it as it is. Say it as it is.
We've been doing this podcast for 3 years, and I can safely say that's the first time a caller has come on to say, I'm going to pull the drip out of my arm and come in here. Hey, can I just address Michaela? Michaela is commenting good on her Facebook page, giving out about me saying Irish women are gobby. My point, Michaela, was that they're not afraid to speak up for themselves. That's why they're gobby. But Michaela sent that message in caps lock, which is very gobby. That's gobby.
That is gobby, yeah.
So you are gobby, Michaela. Lowercase.
All right. Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new episode of Opinions Matter. Thanks very much indeed for listening. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy, and we will catch you on the next Opinions Matter.